So, what this boils down to is a strategic defense initiative against an invasion by alien mind-suckers from beyond space-time who are expected to arrive in bulk at a set date. Am I on message so far? I asked.
Very approximately, yes, said Andy.
Okay. To deal with a perceived alien mind-sucker threat, some nameless genius has worked out that the CCTV cameras dotting our green and pleasant land can be networked together, their inputs fed into a software emulation of a basilisk's brain, and turned into some kind of omnipresent look-to-kill death net. Even though we don't really know how the Medusa effect works, other than it relies on some kind of weird observationally mediated quantum tunneling effect, collapse of the wave function, yada yada, that makes about 1% of the carbon nuclei in the target body auto-magically turn into silicon with no apparent net energy input. That right?
Have a cigar, Sherlock.
Sorry, I only smoke when you plug me into the national grid. Shit. Okay, so it hasn't occurred to anyone that the mass energy of those silicon nuclei has to come from somewhere, somewhere else, somewhere in the dungeon dimensions. Damn. But that's not the point, is it?
Indeed not. When are you going to get to it?
As soon as my hands stop shaking. Let's see. Rather than do this openly and risk frightening the sheeple by stationing a death ray on every street corner, our lords and masters decided they'd do it bottom-up, by legislating that all public cameras be networked, and having back doors installed in them to allow the hunter-killer basilisk brain emulators to be uploaded when the time comes. Which, let's face it, makes excellent fiscal strength in this age of outsourcing, public-private partnerships, service charters, and the like. I mean, you can't get business insurance if you don't install anti-theft cameras. Someone's got to watch them, so you might as well outsource the service to a security company with a network operations center. And the brain-dead music industry copyright Nazis are campaigning for a law to make it mandatory to install secret government spookware in every Walkman, or camera, to prevent home taping from killing Michael Jackson. Absolutely brilliant.
It is elegant, isn't it? Much more subtle than honking great ballistic missile submarines. We've come a long way since the Cold War.
Yeah. Except you're also telling me that some script kiddie has rooted you and dialed in a strike on Milton Keynes. Probably in the mistaken belief that they think they're playing Missile Command.
No comment.
Jesus fucking Christ, riding into town on top of a pickup truck full of DLT backup tapes. What kind of idiot do you take me for? Listen, the ball has gone up. Someone uploaded the Scorpion Stair code to a bunch of traffic cams off Monk's Road roundabout and turned Daisy into 600 pounds of boiled beef on the bone a la basilisk, and all you can say is no comment.
Listen, Bob, I think you're taking this all too personally. I can't comment on the Monk's Road incident because you're officially the tag team investigative lead, and I'm here to provide backup and support, not to second-guess you. I'm trying to be helpful, okay?
Sorry, I'm just a bit upset.
Yes, well, if it's any consolation, that goes for me too. And for Angleton, believe it or not. But upset and 50 pence will buy you a cup of coffee. And what we really need is to finger the means, motive, and murderer of Daisy the cow in time to close the stable door. Oh, and we can rule out external penetration. The network loop to Monk's Road is on a private backbone intranet that's firewalled up to the eyeballs. Does that make it easier for you?
No shit. Listen, I happen to agree with you in principle, but I am still upset, Andy, and I want to tell you... No shit. Look, this is so not sensible that I know I'm way the hell too late, but I think the whole Maginot Blue Stars idea is fucking insane. I mean, like bull goose barking at the moon, hairs on the palm of your hands crazy. Like atomic landmines buried under every street corner. Didn't they know that the only unhackable computer is one that's running a secure operating system, welded inside a steel safe, buried under a ton of concrete at the bottom of a coal mine guarded by the SAS and a couple of armored divisions and switched off? What did they think they were doing?
Defending us against Case Nightmare Green, Bob, which I'll have you know is why the Russians are so dead keen to get Energia flying again, so they can launch their Polyus orbital battle stations, and why the Americans are getting so upset about the ruin of Al-Sabah that they're trying to build sensorware into every analog-to-digital converter on the planet.